It's been several weeks now since President Obama urged Congress to approve nearly $4 billion in emergency funds to help government agencies handle an influx of unaccompanied immigrant children and teenagers crossing the U.S.-Mexico border illegally. And South Florida lawmakers are divided over how to deal with the president's request. Matt Laszlo has this report from Washington.
The new Republican proposal calls for deploying the National Guard to the border, while also funding more immigration judges to quickly process the unaccompanied children. South Florida Republican Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart helped craft that package, but it still faces an uphill battle, even in his own party. South Florida Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Leighton says her fellow Republicans are lukewarm to the proposal and predicts they won't vote on the emergency funds until after lawmakers take the month of August off.
I don't think anyone wants to rush it, so I'm not sure that we'll be able to have the time to give it careful scrutiny this or next week. I think we'll come back in September.
Florida Democratic Congressman Joe Garcia says the GOP proposal is all politics. He says troops won't do anything to stem the tide of children entering the U.S. from Latin America.
The border is safer today than it has ever been before. Does it need to be safer? Of course. But let's be honest. If we're scared of children, what is it that we can do in this body?
The administration says it can't wait for the emergency funds, which it says are needed to house and administer the unexpected influx of tens of thousands of children. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
Governor Rick Scott made a campaign stop in Fort Myers yesterday to talk about science and technology jobs in Florida. But he also discussed the possible influx of unaccompanied minors into the Sunshine State. From our sister station WGCU in Fort Myers, Ashley Lopez has this report.
State officials learned on Tuesday that at least 36 of the more than 57,000 children that have arrived at the U.S.-Mexican border without their parents will be sent to Florida. Most of the children are escaping violence and poverty in countries such as El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Governor Rick Scott said there's been a lack of communication between federal and state officials about what the state of Florida can expect.
The federal government doesn't tell us who's coming. They don't tell us where they're going. They don't tell us their health status. They don't tell us their health records. They don't tell us, you know, when they leave. They don't tell us if they don't show up to their hearings. So it's really frustrating.
The Children's Home Society of Florida told newspapers 12 children will stay with families in Brevard County. Another 24 will stay in Broward County group homes. Already, hundreds of children have been sent to cities such as Miami, while federal officials deal with their legal status. I'm Ashley Lopez in Fort Myers.
And coming up at the bottom of the hour, we hear from an unaccompanied immigrant teenager who fled the violence in his native Honduras for South Florida. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.